Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hey everyone, Joel here with the Connected Insurance Podcast, brought to you by Agency Revolution, where we help you connect with your clients in ways you never thought possible, creating the customer experience of your dreams, all while helping you manage your reputation throughout the entire agency. Today, we're having a conversation, another very real conversation, with someone that not only is on the technology forefront, but lives it. He's an independent agent as well, and he's developed technology that helped improve the customer experience in his world, in his agency. Dustin Boss is the CEO of Merge Apps, and we're going to have a great conversation today, and I know you're going to find value. So without further ado, here is Dustin Boss. Dustin Boss, thank you for making some time today. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, sir. I'm glad to join you.
Hey, listen, so I know by day you spend a little bit of time being an independent insurance agent. So folks out there listening, this is a guy that not only – he lives it. He knows. He walks in your shoes every day. But if you will, sometimes he spends a whole lot of time being CEO of Emerge Apps, and that's where this conversation wants to – that I wanted to have today is about Emerge Apps, because I know you guys are doing some amazing things. But just, Dustin, tell us – what is Emerge Apps?
Yeah, Emerge Apps was Emerge Apps is a software company that we built to really help me write more business. That's how it started. We built these tools and resources that we used at our agency, and they really took off. And then because I have so many friends around the country with different groups we're part of, different insurance groups, they started saying, "Hey, can I access these tools as well?" So we started to contract with other agencies around the country, and that's really where it started. But the whole concept of the company was to build software tools that employers love that fit into the realm of risk management and insurance, and provides us as agents an opportunity to engage as many employers as we possibly can, prospects, and then to help us write that business by exposing what their current agent isn't doing for them and eroding that current agent relationship. And then, of course, implement these tools so we retain clients for as long as we possibly can with good customer service and good service plans around that. So that is really the vision, and that is really what Emerge Apps is. We started with a software called OSHALogs.com. If you do any sort of workers' comp insurance, you know, there is a big overlap into the OSHA safety realm, and we built OSHALogs.com to be a platform that employers can use to do all their OSHA record keeping, create all their first report of injuries, and that's really what started this whole thing, Joel. So we have a lot of fun with it. A lot of people think I'm nuts doing both of these things, but I love it. I live it, and I get to meet nice folks like yourself around the country at different trade shows, so it's been a lot of fun.
Very cool. And so there's no big secret here. Personally, if you're a fan of the podcast, you'll know that I certainly talk about it. I know when Michael's on here, he talks about it a lot. Here at Agency Revolution, we're a big fan of this, and it's that customer journey, and that is where the independent agent can really define themselves in the marketplace. What separates your agency from the one down the street or some .com or some 800 number where someone could reach out and get their solution. And so you guys are really doing that. Like, give me a specific example about maybe you have a client or a partner that's really changed, you know, that customer experience leveraging the apps.
Yeah. So here's the idea. I want to, as an agent myself and the agents that we work with, and we really talk about, we want to write those companies, these large commercial middle market companies that, guess what, have a pretty dang good relationship with their current agent. These are the type of clients I want. I don't want these clients that, you know, switch every 3 years and want to bid and quote. I want to be purchased for what I do. So this customer experience that we implement and what we teach our agents are really designed to, again, engage employers on a non-insurance topic. Yes, it overlaps, and that's how we start to engage on the insurance side. But when we engage with an employer, we want to focus on prevention first. We're telling them, hey, I may not even write your insurance right now. I want to give back. I want to help you. I want to show you where if you just focus on the insurance side of things, you're missing out on the full spectrum of risk and the things that are going to impact your organization. So we really say, hey, why don't we start on prevention? We actually work outside the insurance renewal process. When the other agent is, right, sleeping, I always tease my little analogy is like a grizzly bear, right? When do you want to go, when do you want to poke the bear? When he's on his hind legs hungry, or do you want to do it when he's hibernating? And so these tools, we can start to engage with an employer. One example with the OSHA-LOGS product, we are working with an employer that had a really good agent relationship. We met them at a ABC contractor. So that's a group of contractors here in town. And a really good agent relationship. We said, hey, why don't we come and show you what our OSHA-LOGS app is all about? Hey, you can, you know, complete all your OSHA records. It does your first report of injury, does all sorts of injury metrics, notifies you when there's an injury. Why don't we come in, we help you with that. And guess what? We'll scholarship it for you. It's just, we feel it's the right thing to do. We help the community. And guess what? If you do like what we do and you want to switch your insurance to us down the line, great. But that's not, you don't have to. That's how we get in the door. What we found was when we start helping them with their OSHA records, you get to see all the different injuries and you get to see how many days away from work that are on these OSHA records. And if you know anything about the workers' comp world, the days away from work has a huge, huge impact on the experience mod and the cost to the insurance plan itself. So we are very quickly able to show where this agent, their current agent, was dropping the ball. They had a bunch of injuries that were 7 to 14 days away from work. And again, this is one of the largest contractors in our area, actually in all of the state of Michigan. And we took that over in an agent of record letter. Again, this was a really good competition. People would know this agency. It's a national agency that we took it away from. But we would not have gotten in there if we didn't show them a different customer journey, a different experience. Instead of just focusing on the insurance sale, we wanted to work with them. We wanted to see, really pop the hood on their claims and their OSHA records. And that OSHA record discussion is what started that whole piece. So we didn't even start on the insurance, but we were able to engage and then erode that agent relationship very quickly.
Hey, Dustin, if I'm not mistaken, I think you just showed value is what we're talking about, showed extreme value. And I think in this world, we talk about great relationships. I think people often mistaken the buddy relationship from the business relationship. Yeah. Now, maybe I need to define that for you. Like, there's the buddy relationship where, hey, I've known this person for a long time. We've gone golfing, you know, maybe our kids are on a softball team together, whatever the case may be. But then there's the business relationship, showing extreme value and helping them in their business. Because at the end of the day, their business is what provides for all the things they love. And I see that you just totally flipped that script where you can, you know, maybe eventually build that buddy relationship. But I think at the end of the day, it is even more important to have that business relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I tease, you know, we're in this business and agents are friendly people. And I always tease, once I get to know somebody, a prospect, say, I can be your buddy too. We have a lot of fun. But whether you work with me as your agent, I'm going to be okay. And guess what? Whether you work with your current agent, he's going to be okay. But I always say, what's best for the business? And that's really the conversation we have to make them focus on the business. And you're right. But if all I have to bring value is just another relationship, another buddy, well, you know, that's not where I want to compete in that space, because then we're just trying to outbuddy each other. And that's not the way to do it.
Dustin, tell me how this gets in the hands. Like, how does this work for an agent? Like, how does this get in the hands of employers? Like you mentioned scholarshiping it. You know, I just for the listeners, so they know, like, okay, I got this app, but what do I do? Do I sell it or do I scholarship it? How does that look? And how
sure. So the software is designed to, we want to get this into the hands of as many different employers as we possibly can. An agency who subscribes to our app, they can give it to 2 people, they can give it to 20 people, they can give it to 2,000. It's going to cost the agency the exact same thing. I want to get this into the hands of an employer. I want to say, hey, this is a value of our agency, right? So we feel it's the right thing to do. We want to give back to the community. And guess what? If you decide that based on our relationship and we start working together that I'm a fit on the insurance side and you want to give me some opportunity on that, that's great. But what I'm starting, I want to engage. I want to get my foot in the door and I want to be able to be a giver. And that's been a big part of our success because once you give the software, then we train agents how to then treat that employer as a client of their agency. Just because you don't sell them insurance yet doesn't mean they're not a client. How much easier is it to sell them on the insurance when you can cross-sell them into the insurance? So when we write somebody, if we work with somebody on the OceanLog side or one of our other apps, it fits very well until we can start to have these discussions on the insurance because of how it overlaps. But we start to treat them like a client. They get to know us. They get to like us. And lastly, they get to trust us. And how much of a better position are we in to start taking out that incumbent agent? As we use the software with them, as we start to do analysis, it opens up these conversations about what their current agent isn't doing for them, what they should be doing. And guess what? We can start to erode that agent relationship. And based on what we find, the problems that we find, we can either erode it very quickly or it might take some time. But the whole idea is we're in there, we're working with them instead of, you know, trying to pound on the door or call them and cold call them to work on their insurance. It's a very, very proactive way to engage with these employers.
Yeah, I love it because, you know, part of my, I guess I could almost call it ignorance of this is I come in thinking I knew enough about your solution to say this is a great way for insurance agencies to improve the customer relationship, really define that customer journey at extreme value. But, you know, realistically, this might be one of the best marketing tools that an agency can have at their fingertips.
And, you know, again, what am I by day? I am an insurance agent. I'm a producer. I'm a commercial producer. I have my sales goals. I built these for me. I am out there every day using these tools, and I bring these concepts of what I'm learning, being on the cutting edge, being out in the field, and I bring these down to our, you know, 250 plus agencies around the country that subscribe to the apps. So, you know, it's been a very, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, but lots of fun.
Very cool. So now I hear you saying apps, and we've talked about like this OSHA compliance one, which is incredibly interesting, huge value, but I hear on there, I hear the S. So I'm assuming there's another one that goes hand in hand. Like tell me.
Yeah. So, you know, where the OceanLog thing came in, it's around this fundamental philosophy. So again, regardless if you use my apps or not, I want to give you guys some really cool tips here and how to look at, you know, marketing and prospecting is, you know, there's so many insurance agencies that are out there trying to compete in the insurance space, right? They want to sell, they want to bid, they want to quote. That's where you mentioned earlier, Joel, the buddy, you know, system where we want to out buddy, we want to build that relationship. Again, critically important, but another agent, you know, it's just kind of the same deal. Then there's some folks that really have spent good quality resources on containment strategy. So when something bad happens, we have resources at our agency that can jump in and can help mitigate the problem. You know, claims folks, claims adjusters, you have safety professionals, workers' comp claims management, all important. But when something bad happens, that's when they jump in. There is a very small subset of agencies around the country, very successful agencies that take it one step further, say, we want to focus our attention on prevention. So we prevent first, then we contain when something bad happens, and then only then do we focus on insurance. So we flip that whole concept. Instead of focusing on insurance first, we want to do prevention, and that is what is going to lead to success down the line. So our apps are all designed around how to have that vision, how to have that discussion with an employer to make their current agent look like hey, all he cares about is selling me an insurance policy. But, you know, I need to do the things that are going to prevent me from even having to use a darn insurance. And the OSHA logs was really our first foray into that because of the impact it has on the workers' comp, and it allows us to expose what their current agent is or isn't doing for them. On these OSHA logs, Joel, so what our software does, right, it creates all the OSHA logs, does our first report of injuries. On these OSHA logs, for those who haven't seen these that are listening to this, they're basically loss runs. You can get loss runs and work with an employer. You're going to see all the injuries that an employer has, even more so because there's a lower barrier to entry on these OSHA records. But most importantly, it shows a number of days away from work an individual injury causes. So if you know anything about the workers' comp realm, days away from work has a huge impact on the claim cost. So it can be a 2 to 3 times multiple on the experience mod. And so if I'm working with an employer on these OSHA records, talking about prevention, how do we use this as an injury clue system? How can we look for patterns? How can we look at other injury statistics? I'm going to see their results without even tipping off the other agent, you know, by requesting loss runs, and I can start to have those conversations. So we had such great success with the OSHA logs product. We started looking at these other prevention tools, other prevention areas. Then we built a product called Wellness 401k, which was our approach to how can we then cross-sell into the employee benefits. All around this concept of health and safety at home and at work, we want to prevent bad things from happening, right? Where does healthcare utilization comes from? It comes from the health of an individual. When we talked with HR folks implementing wellness programs, a lot of frustration to continually develop and to continue to implement these programs. So we built a turnkey model where an employer, an HR person can basically log into the system, they upload their employee emails, they can schedule wellness content to go directly to their employees' email inboxes, wellness programs, videos, handouts, reading material. They do it in about 15 minutes or less. So the HR folks that use our platform absolutely love it. And it provides, again, the way we structured the service plan, it provides us an opportunity to engage with that HR person throughout the year. So if it's a really big prospect of mine, I might work with them. Hey, let's set a calendar for the next quarter. Let's see how it goes. Well, guess what? Then I'm coming in there a quarter later and saying, hey, why don't we look at the results? Why don't we then schedule the next quarter's worth of content? That allows me to develop that relationship with that HR person. They get more comfortable with me, and then I can start having these further discussions as to how this can help them with their insurance plan. So that was our second application. And then we took one step further on the safety side as we started working with employers, you know, again, on their OSHA logs. And that really, you know, helps. It's an indicator of how well they're implementing safety at their workplace. We saw a need for workplace safety training. A lot of employers will do safety training either once or twice a year. They may put it in the hands of supervisors who may not be the most eloquent when they train on safety topics. So we built a platform where employers, once again, can log in. They can add all their employee emails to the system. They can schedule safety content, safety training that meets all OSHA training requirements. And this goes directly to the employee's inbox. And they're done in such a way that you could literally send 52 messages a year, one every week, and it's not going to feel overwhelming to an employer. Each message has a quiz functionality so we can track who's taken the training. And again, it's all designed to meet these compliance requirements, safety compliance requirements that dovetail right into the insurance. It's going to have an impact that their current agent may not be doing or may not be doing effectively. We want to, again, position, we're going to help you with prevention first and all these compliance issues. The safer your folks are, guess what? It's going to be less insurance down the line. Is this the type of agent you want to work with? Whether you work with me, I'm going to be okay either way. Whether you work with your current agent, they're going to be okay either way. What's best for the business? And again, these apps are all designed to engage with those conversations without starting with an insurance bidding opportunity within the insurance renewal cycle. And that's been a very key to our success.
This is cool. And so I'm sitting here, I'm all about the customer journey, and I'm like, I'm a commercial producer. What do I do? I got to do all these things. It's like, all of a sudden now you've laid out that unique customer journey for somebody. And not only that, but you've, like, to say that you've added value to the commercial world of a producer or an agency's geographic area, wherever you do business, you've added value to that whole world. And this is how it's done, Dustin. I'm sorry. I know you're on the podcast, but I am blown away about the resource that an agency has at their fingertips here. I kudos to you guys. I love it.
Yeah, we some people think we're nuts. I'm probably not the most fun guy to hang out at a party, but we live and breathe this stuff. We love risk management. We love insurance. And there's been so much, development in the insurance space, and we really wanted to help agents. That's who we love to engage and work with. But, so much of agents approach it from an insurance first perspective. Well, that's a really tough way to go at it. And if we can just bring value, if we can show them that we care and we can expose what the current agent isn't doing for them. And I'll tell you, Joel, that right when we launched the OceanLog product, and this is for those folks who, whether they use OceanLogs or not, I highly encourage them to look at this. About in 2016, OSHA passed these new regulations. So, right, any employer with 10 or more employees in the great United States has to complete these OSHA record forms. Well, OSHA passed these sweeping changes that fundamentally change the compliance requirements of employers. If you have 20 or more employees at a particular employer location, they must also file their injury data directly with the Department of Labor. So this is a huge change. Most employers don't even realize it. Most agents aren't even talking about it. So think of it this way. Just like an employer has to file, we have to file our taxes by April 15 of every year. You have to file their injuries with the Department of Labor by March 2nd of every year. So we teach our agents. I've been working with employers, say, hey, how did it go when your agent helped you submit your injuries to the federal government this past year? Half of them are going to go, what are you talking about? And we can jump in, show them the compliance and say, hey, if your agent isn't helping you with this, what else aren't they helping you with? Would you like to have a discussion on how we help employers maybe take a deeper dive into the risk issues that your company has? So that is just a huge date in the calendar that I highly recommend agents look at, because it's been a huge help for us. And for those who use the OceanLog platform, our software then completes, think of it like the TurboTax of OSHA record keeping. It does automatic submission directly to the federal government. We make it super, super easy for that employer. We get access to all that information. We have a reason to see them. So whether we write the insurance or not, Joel, they're clients of ours, and we're going to work with them. We're going to see their injury data. We're going to help them. And it's so much easier to cross-sell them into the insurance.
So, hey, Dustin, you did, something you just said really resonated with me, and maybe it doesn't resonate in the insurance world. It's been a while since I was a frontlines agent myself, but here in my world, where the key thing is always having a reason to call. And I think in the insurance world, if your reason to call is your renewal's up and I need a check, you better think reevaluate things. And what you just provided is a very engaging, very real reason to call. The reason for my call is your OSHA logs are due. All these things need to be reported. Like, that is value add that has nothing to do with insurance, but has everything to do with the customer experience, and will have everything to do with why they choose you to be their insurance provider of choice.
I'll give you an example, because people love examples. We were working with an employer that had a great relationship with their agent. This was last year, and we did a seminar for a local business trade group. And we talked about the OSHA records. We talked about the opportunity. Hey, and we actually partnered with this builder trade organization to say, hey, we're gonna scholarship this for all of your members. Association loved it. We said all we need in return, get us up in front of the group, and we'll educate them, and we'll offer access. So we had 150 people in the room. We had 80 companies represented. We had 55 employers sign up for free access to OceanLog.com right there. And I will tell you, that was my prospecting list for the rest of the year.
Within
6 months, I wrote six figure accounts. So And I didn't have any relationship with these folks. So what that allowed me to do, part of the rollout was we helped them with their OSHA records. We put it on the system. And the purpose of this conversation here was one of these employers was one of the largest cement contractors in Michigan. And when we helped them with their OSHA records, we saw all sorts of injuries listed there. And they had a bunch of injuries that were anywhere from 7 to 14 days away from work. And as I mentioned earlier, that has a huge impact on their experience mod and their costs when a claim goes lost time. And we were able to show them very quickly that their current agent is less concerned about impacting their costs than they are about selling an insurance policy or taking golfing. And we wrote that, we took that over an age of record letter, and that was a huge, huge account. But it all started by bringing value, not talking insurance. They thought they had a great relationship with their agent. And those are the type of accounts I want to write. I don't want to write those accounts that hate their insurance agent, hate insurance, always looking for a better solution, and blaming their insurance agent for all their problems. I want those accounts that have been with their agent for 10, 15, 20 years. And because guess what? They're probably going to be with me for 10, 15, 20 years. I'm a young guy. I want to write these. I don't want to keep them.
There's a part of me that's sitting here believing 100% unless they're with a, you know, incredibly incorrect carrier. You could leverage these solutions and purely do agent of record. I can't imagine why you would ever need to do an application unless you just didn't have access or it was totally wrong carrier, like agent of record.
Yeah, and that, you know, the only time we don't is if we don't have access to that carrier as an agency. But if we don't, you know, we just, you know, we've built such a relationship and they see the value. If they see the value, then it's they're asking you, hey, how can we work together? And we tell them, hey, we just need an entry point. And so we say, if we can be at or below what you're currently paying, we just need an entry point to start working with you, to start working on the insurance, to start working on your risk management plan, because they're not buying insurance policy price. They're buying me, they're buying the service plan. And they know that the things we're going to work with will lower their insurance costs, but that's not they realize you can't get that just by quoting. There's all sorts of things we can do behind the scenes. And that builds that ability for them to say, hey, I want to buy you. I want to buy your process, not that insurance quote.
Absolutely. People only buy on price when that's the only solution. That's the only evaluation tool they're given. And so you're taking that right out of the equation.
If I win with price, I'm going to lose on price. And that's not the way I want to compete.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dustin, I know you're a busy guy, so I'll let you get back to it. I appreciate your time. If somebody's sitting there and they're like, how do I track down Dustin Boss? What's the best way for people to find you?
You can go to emergeapps.com. You can reach out to me there. Otherwise, shoot me an email at dustin@emergeapps.com. Be happy to chat with you.
Awesome. Dustin, thanks again for your time. And I'm sure you and I will cross paths on the trade show floors throughout probably the next 30 years.
You know, we compete at who's got the best swag. So I think you got me beat. I think I always steal, three or four of your mints. So we'll make sure, I'll try to outswag you this time. We'll see if I got a shot. Awesome. All right, sir.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.